Yo, Brockett, what happened today?
Lance Skirvin, no fly list, Benghazi, Obama, Clinton, Sanders, U.S. Patriot Act, and Donald Trump, according to the Obama administration, is not constitutionally worthy of running for president.
Wait a
Let's
second, wait
talk.
a second. I knew that something went down as soon as I looked in your face. I knew something's up, but wait a second. We just talked the other day. This stuff.
And when we talked the other day, you called me and made me get out of bed. I was looking like Funky Donkey. I don't
You
need to
could
be
never look
making some of your
like,
guests
you
feel
said
better
Funky
about
Donkey. You
themselves.
could never look like that.
Child was
You're
trying to
too
look like
fine.
one
You're
of your
too
guests.
beautiful.
Child, please. I wasn't looking like Big Bird, but I definitely was looking like the Grinch.
I like that one. No, but
Moving on.
seriously, it's like things are happening so fast, too fast, and most of us are not getting it. It's like taking your dinner, and instead of handing it to you on a plate, somebody just grabs it and throws it all at you and said, "Well, listen, I served you dinner," but they didn't get it. You see? So with all these distractions out here, all this stuff happening that's really pertinent and really important, I'm glad I have you to break this stuff down for me. Because I'm going to tell you right now in this broadcast, I'm finding out some of these things for the first time. I was out and about all day today, so I depend on you, doctor.
Well, I've
And sorry to say yo
had.
in the beginning, but I just came off of the street, so
Yeah,
I
it's
got to shift
okay. You know,
gears.
I say yo too. Nothing's wrong with saying yo, you
You
know.
know
And you
what
know, I got to tell you, today I'm giving a shout out to my girl, Marianne Ciani. Don't sleep. You know, in America, we talk about the 99% and the 1%. We think the
saying?
1% knows it all, but check it out. The 99%, they aren't sleep, okay? My girl is a hairdresser. She called me up today talking about Ramona, did you hear? And she was specifically referring to Josh Earnest, Obama's spokesperson, who said that basically Trump just constitutionally pulled himself out of the presidential race because apparently he's taken an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the United States. And when he said, according to the Obama administration, when Trump said that we should close the borders to Muslims, all of a sudden they're mad at him. I find that interesting. Now, others say it was a good move on his part because we now are actually talking about what happened. I mean, I'm sorry, but to me,
Others,
and
who are these others
what that are saying, what he did was brilliant.
that agreed with him closing, want having the desire to close the borders?
Other people who are sitting back saying, what took the administration so long to recognize the fact that this was a terrorist attack the other day? What's taking the administration so long to use the word terrorism, period? What I find interesting, Mr. Lance, I know they call you Sir Lance, but I'm gonna call you Mister.
Well, those are
Hey,
the better of the
Mister,
few names that I've been called,
have you got
especially
a
today.
dime? Hey, Mister. Anyway, so Mr.
Got
Lance, have you
little
got a
rhythm, a little
dime?
bounce in your step tonight.
Have you got a dime? That's because I'm awake, unlike my umfufu look the other day,
Let me tell
which you
you
seem
something.
to enjoy.
You are beautiful, really.
Whatever.
And you know
Thank you,
what?
thank you. But you was trying to, throw me shade the other morning, trying to make me get up and talk about stuff. Child, please.
You're too precious.
Anyway.
The people love you. They want to hear from you. I'm trying to get you out here more because stuff is happening so fast. I feel like a kid on the first day of school with no friends. I'm looking around. It's like I need Dr. Mona Brock when I put the news on. Not that I believe everything they say. I look at it with a filter. But it's like I have to have you hold my hand throughout this. This is a
Can
daily
I
fix.
hold your hand, baby?
Oh,
Ho
please hold my hand.
hold your hand.
Hold
Okay, so let's
it.
talk about holding hands. Yeah, thank you. Show that ring, honey. That's, all right. Now go ahead, Miss Skirv. I think that ring has super glue on it too. Go ahead, Miss Skirv. No matter how many Grinches try to come in the room, Miss Skirv. All right. Even when they try to cook together. Hallelujah.
Def Comedy Jam up in here tonight.
Deaf Comedy
Real
Jam.
Ramona
Okay,
Brockett.
so here we go. You know what's so deep is the Obama administration. Yep. Let me start with this example. When I was in Maryland, my favorite state.
Oh, you love it there, don't you?
Ooh, oh
And they
Lord,
love you
pick a bale of
too.
cotton.
They've
When
got to
I
be
was
so
in,
frustrated.
oh, you know, and you have to be careful of those lawyers in Maryland, especially the ones who play the fiddle and go, yeah. Anyway, so
Sambo-esque is what they call it.
no, he that. Well, see, they do that, and they don't look like me or you. And they play. Then they call their little pickaninnies and say, "Go get that over there!" And the little ones go
And the little
running because.
pickaninnies are the ones who are scared of losing the few trinkets that they have. But
Lord
we have
Jesus,
those
Master.
pickaninnies all over the country. They're the
Lord Father
ones
God, Master.
that laugh when there's nothing funny,
Lord
that scratch where
Jesus.
there's no itch,
And
and
they
they're
love
just
the
scared.
Democrats.
We
And they
gotta
love
keep our
those.
car and our
They
house, and we
our
don't want to
house.
cause no trouble.
And they
Don't
love
be
those
coming around
liberal
here, Dr.
Democrats,
Brock, and
those
making no
liberal
trouble.
Democrats that just love black people so much. But anyway,
We just want our piece of the pie.
we just want our piece of the pie, Master. Anyway, so
The
here,
rotten piece.
when I was down there, a piece, when I was down there, I was like, I looked around, and after being around those Democrats, no offense to you people who are Democrats, God bless you, but I made sure I was no longer an independent but a straight up Republican. And let me explain to you why, okay? Other than the fact that the KKK started the Democratic Party and they are the base of the Democratic Party,
Don't hurt them too hard, Dr. Brockett.
other than that, okay, let's take it down the road and bring it up to 215, okay? Because see, what's really deep is that Obama, Clinton, Sanders, they all are doing things that they claim the Republicans are doing. What do I mean? Let's take a look at
Talk
the
to
no,
us.
let's take a look at the no-fly list, baby. Let's take a look at this no-fly list. Now, today, I heard a judge who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. Some people may not like him, but he's a conservative judge, but he's a smart guy. Neil Cavuto, who's gotten in trouble with the right and gotten in trouble with the left. He was
So he
talking about the
speaks his
fact that,
mind.
yes, he was talking about the fact that the Obama administration has allowed so many people to be placed on the no-fly list. I might even be there. I mean, my friends who drink beer have a lot of influence over who goes on the fly list and who don't. I know I'm fly, but anyway, so here we go. Now, if you in any way are a threat, speak against the government, coerce people against the government, there's a possibility that you could go on this no-fly list. Now, where do they get that from? It's because of the US Patriot Act. And of course, at a time of war, certain aspects of the Constitution are suspended.
But
If
we're
you
always
sing,
at war.
we've been at war for the last 14 years.
Yeah,
Let's
I mean, like, so
keep it
when are we
real.
not in war? And who decides this? I mean, is there a clear-cut set of infractions that one must commit to? What is a threat?
Let me tell
Is there
you,
a gray
according
area
to
here, a blurred
it,
line
honey,
here? Because
it says gray as that thing in the back of your tooth that you did not get out with the floss. It's straight up gray,
I got a
honey.
couple of teeth missing, so I can use a rope for floss back
I
there.
got a tooth missing back there too. It says gray as Earl. Earl Gray, it says gray as Earl. Anyway, okay, so where they get the idea from really is the Patriot Act, Section 802, 803 of the Patriot Act,
How do you
actually.
remember this stuff?
Because I'm black in America, and in the South, I don't say yes, Massa, I be's going to the store. So when you don't
The
talk
word
like that,
store, in some places down here, it's a
there
three-letter
is no
word.
aura. There
Store.
is no aura in store.
Aura.
Aura,
Aura.
which comes
Aura like
before S.
A-U-R-A or aura like O-R-A-L.
You
Oh, that's
gotta
right.
ask
We're
them
in the
people
Obama
down there. You
presidency,
gotta
not in the
ask those
Clinton.
people down there.
Okay,
They
go
say
ahead.
aura instead of R. The aura that comes before the S and
There you go.
T. Okay. So I be going to stove, when I because I didn't talk like that down there. God forbid you have a New York accent, God forbid you have an education, God forbid you aren't like paying homage to the Democrats.
Thank
Anyway.
God. Thank God I have the internet. It's like I'm in space and I need that oxygen thing just, or underwater because the
Yes.
ignorance is flying.
Ignorance is flying. And you know what? Apparently, for those pickaninnies, ignorance is what? Bliss. Anyway, so, okay. Section 802, Section 803, Section 806. Section Very, very important. Very, very important when it comes to the Patriot Act, because that defines who, okay, the domestic terrorist is. The domestic terrorist is someone who influences, or I call it ICI, influences, coerces, or intimidates in some way other people, and then influence them against the government. Now, let's think about this.
Wait a second. That could be me or you, if they want to perceive it that way.
Most definitely. That could have been Martin Luther King. That could have been JFK. That could have been Robert Kennedy. That could have been Nixon.
Why don't they teach this stuff on CNN or Fox or Headline News?
Actually, Fox goes there, but everybody gets upset with Fox. CNN is, you know, your, whoa, Lordy, pick a bale of cotton. We love black people. You know, Don Lemon is on CNN. I mean, do we have to say anything else?
Like I said, that's the sweetest lemon that I've ever seen.
Honey, it's never tart. Anyway, so they have gone and placed people on the no-fly list. Now, here's the problem. Once you're on that no-fly list, because it is part of the Patriot Act, you don't have any true right to appeal it, and you don't have any way to appeal it, okay? Because it all falls under section. And when we talk about the U.S. Patriot Act, the whole idea behind the U.S. Patriot Act is to get people who are against the government. But what people didn't understand, or what people didn't get, you know, I got to make sure I'm flying, including my collar here. What people didn't get, don't understand, whatever, you know what I mean. You know, I'm in New York now. I'm not down there. Whoa, Lord, pick a bale of cotton land.
Save
anyway,
me, please.
Save me. Oh, Lord, I'm swinging by the rope.
God forsaken state.
Strange fruit. Anyway, okay. The problem with the Patriot Act is that no one is actually able to appeal, because the whole idea is, if you're coming against the government and it's a time of war, we want to get you. Here's the true problem. I said that was a problem, but the real problem is this. Many of the people who call themselves, quote, patriots are the ones who are standing up for their rights, okay? And if you stand up for your rights in the wrong way, and if you possibly speak against the government and say, why don't I have rights?
Right.
Why are you taking me off the no-fly list because I happen to say that, you know,
right,
Obama didn't give the guy enough, you know, turkey the other day, you know, like you mentioned. You know, you
two
can't appeal
on a plate.
Huh?
I said, if we're 3/5 of a human being,
yeah,
and he was so happy to get that little bit of turkey, he should have said, like I said in the other show, if we're considered 3/5 and you gave me that amount of food, give me 2/5 more if you think I'm human.
That's right, honey. And don't forget to pass the salt.
No high blood pressure here. No salt.
You sure?
Junk food does it to you all the time. Stay
salt
away from fast food, y'all.
Anyway, let me get back to the point.
A different subject.
The salt of the earth, honey. Anyway, but here we've got a real problem here, because what we see now are people like Obama, Clinton, and Sanders, okay, all being what they're claiming the Republicans are being, and that is taking away people's rights. I mean, let's think about this. We've got an issue with the Second Amendment where, you know, all of a sudden Obama's saying that and you hear Obama and Clinton and Sanders talking about, oh my God, we have to have gun control. Well, then who's going to have the guns? Only the police are going to have the guns, and then the people won't have the guns. Okay, then you have Obama down with, you know, transgender, trans race. So you're not black, you're not white, you're not man, you're not woman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything's blurred as far as what you are. It's all blurred. So then what happens? So
well,
it's all blurred.
But tomorrow I'm going to be a white man with really great credit. I'm going to get up and I'm going to draw all the money out of the bank because I say I am. And you have to accept me that way.
I'm going to have to sing a Janis Joplin song. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. Okay, then anyway.
You want to roll tonight.
Oh.
You put up some songs there tonight, girl.
Yeah, that's my girl, though, Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I better not say that, because you know what? Then the people that be will probably, like, shoot me up with heroin or something, and then there'll be big headlines. Dr. Brockett dies of a heroin overdose. We knew she was a drug addict. You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway.
They won't. Look, I'm a one-man wrecking machine. They will not say that. I will come against any media platform, trust me, there will be a crusade. Because I'm the greatest of all times. Don't mess with me.
Okay, so here, okay, we've got these people who want to take our Second Amendment rights away. Mm-hmm. They basically want to take our First Amendment rights away to speech, press, assembly, religion. Right to breathe. I mean, after all, what was the statement? If you're against gay marriage, then you're our enemy? Excuse me? I mean, when did America, under the liberal Democrats, become such a narrow place to live? When did that happen? Right? Are you with me on this?
We're being squeezed.
But aren't the liberal Democrats supposed to be the ones that let us be free to be you and me?
That's all this talk. Look at the actions.
I mean, is it my imagination? It's just my
your imagination.
That's right. Go on, come on.
Running away with you.
It was just my imagination. Running away.
No, I can't sing. You got me out here trying to sing.
Okay, yes. I mean, aren't they the ones taking away? Yeah, this guy, Josh Earnest, when he said that Trump had his run for president was unconstitutional because he's not preserving, protecting, or defending the Constitution. When he says, yeah, we better look at these Muslims before they come up in this mug. How is that not protecting the United States? I don't know. Am I lost?
Technically, no, you're not.
Why not?
Well, if something's a threat, but then again, like I said, how are you going to take religion, belief, and turn it into the enemy? Why are you doing this? It's because it's diametrically opposed to white European worldwide conquest and domination. But
is it just white European? Hold up. We got all these Africans from Nigeria coming in. They're the ones who sold us into slavery in the first place. Is it all about white people or is it all about power?
Well, they don't have the power.
I mean, come on. They have some power because they're getting paid. They own, Nigeria has one-tenth of the Earth's oil supplies. You know, Africa is the bed of existence.
That also makes them a target. So why not treat them right and have them come over and treat them sweet? And treat them better than you treat the black people here in America, because the black people in America, they can sing and they can dance and they can throw a ball and throw a punch. They can shake their backside. That is all they can do. We have something real. Backside shaking is not going to keep you warm in the wintertime. Only for a little while, but you have to sleep. I'll keep it decent tonight.
You know what? Please keep it decent tonight, because
I didn't
you know,
say nothing bad.
The Eboos is mad at me, child, because my background is Yoruba. Anyway, so okay.
You mean
so,
you're not the Ebo?
You know, the Eboos can't stand me. That 50-year war and everything, you know. But here's what is so twisted. Okay, here's what's so twisted about what Josh Earnest said, Joshearnest. Look him up. This is what's so twisted about it, what he said. If Trump's run is unconstitutional, and he's saying this on behalf of the Obama administration, then my being three-fifths of a person is unconstitutional too. So what's up?
Good. We need to bring this to the forefront, and I'm glad you're bringing that up. It's very important. Nobody's saying anything about this.
Nobody's saying anything.
It comes up, but it's not. This needs to stay. I mean, this is like one of the biggest atrocities. I mean, because
it's huge.
Yeah, because
it's huge.
Look, I mean, look how Hitler demonized the Jews before the Holocaust happened.
That's right.
We're already on the books as being three-fifths. It was never removed. So with all this propaganda going out there, they have nothing to erase off the books. So it's easy one day to be here and to be here. And just like Sister Soulja made the song back in 95, I believe.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, 94, 95. Slavery is back in effect. We are at war. We got to play. Google that. Slavery's back in effect. Sister Soulja.
Sister Soulja. She came and lectured in my class when I was a graduate student at Rutgers University. Mm-hmm. I had her sister in my class, and she came in. I still have the book she wrote with all of her little, you know, she had to edit the book she wrote. She gave me that book. It was her book. Yeah, man, that was my girl. I'm so happy. Huh?
You better put that in a plastic Ziploc bag.
Child, Ben, and I say it. Uh-oh, I hear the doorbell. Ding dong. They're here. Whoop. They're saying the witch is dead. The witch is dead. The witch is dead. We got to get Rocket. Anyway, what's interesting also to me is all this stuff that's coming out about Benghazi. Now, have you seen much of Hillary on TV lately?
What's up with that? I was wondering that the other day. Usually she's very aggressive with her presence.
Very aggressive.
Is she sitting back while Trump is shining strategically?
Well,
she may not pick up that lead.
I heard another commentator say this about Trump. Now, I don't even know if I should let it out the bag. I have a theory about, you know, Trump and Hillary were real tight. And at first, Trump was doing such crazy stuff. I was like, "Yo, is he on Hillary's payroll somewhere? Is he trying to crash and burn so it will definitely get Hillary in office? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah,
you know,
that's a possibility. Also,
I mean, that's what I was
the same bet.
400 count, you know, that good Egyptian cotton. Maybe 800 count. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I just wonder, and a commentator said, you know, while Trump is, you know, he says stuff. I'm gonna tell you one thing I like about Trump. Mm-hmm. He says stuff that gets people talking. He doesn't try to say, well, yes, and the other day I went to the store and no, he doesn't try to play.
He just comes out and hits you with it.
Trump is like, yo, don't start none, won't be none. Now, let me tell you something. Trump has done some stuff which makes me question his commitment to racial issues. Okay,
because he's no commitment to that.
He has said some stuff.
That's the last thing on his mind.
Really, it is the last thing on his
mind. Oh, come on.
The only thing he
I admire his commitment to his wife. Homeboy's out there trying to chase everything he can possibly get. Look, the only time he has a commitment is a facade when he's around the Pickaninny pastors. So it can be one big photo op. So hundreds of years from now, when they look back, they can say, well, he couldn't have been that bad.
Do just not fret.
We many believe Abraham Lincoln was so good because he freed us. He didn't want to do that.
Give us free. Do not fret.
And when
because
we left, we couldn't go too far
because
we had to turn
evil.
Around and come right on back. Couldn't
or
do nothing
be envious
on our own.
Of
and
those
we're stuck ever since.
Who do wrong. For look, like the grass, they will
Fifth
soon
Third
wither.
Bank. Why is it every
like
hood seems to have
plants,
it? Is that a joke?
They will soon die away.
Switch those numbers around. Three-fifths Switch. Bank. Three-fifths
Did
of a human being.
Said? Did you hear what I said? Psalm 37. Let me read it again. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away.
It's not happening fast enough. And you know what? I love when you quote these scriptures. You know I love it.
Well, you know, we know what we Jamaicans say. You said it's not fast enough. The wheel may grind slow, but it grinds what? Fine. Anyway, so here there's some more stuff coming out about Benghazi, mm-hmm. tapes, emails. Hillary's being very quiet. Now, my thought was that Hillary was going to try to use the woman card, that they're coming after her because she's a woman, you know, which to me is a little shady.
Lovely.
It's a little shady for her to do that. You know what I'm saying? But my thought was that that was what she was going to try to do. You know what I mean? But
May I say it? May I say
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
That is a very sexy look you have there. You put those shades on.
Child, this isn't about...
Fellas, in the comment box, do you agree with me? Is that a sexy look? Look at that. Look at that.
Here we go, yo. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, yo. Anyway, so we aren't about sex this evening, boys. Please don't say anything about that.
And Brother Alex wanted to know, How many marriage proposals do you receive on a daily basis? How many hundreds, if not thousands?
Moving on.
Okay.
Benghazi. Okay.
Moving on, like,
let's keep our eye on what's happening with Benghazi and what's happening with Hillary, as you call her, Hillary, because I do believe that in the long run, what she's going to do is play the woman card, because she's going to say that Trump is a misogynist because he's made some very odd woman statements. She's going to say Trump is a racist because he's made some odd racial statements. And all these little statements that he's made, they're going to play them back in September of what, 16, and remind the women and remind the blacks and remind the Latinos that he is what, a jerk. And it's going to be that everybody's going to think Hillary has it. They're going to think they went after her with Benghazi because she's a woman. They went after her with what she did as Secretary of State because she's a woman. They went after her because they were mad that she didn't stand up against her husband. She's going to use all of that. She's going to use everything. She's a lawyer. She's going to take and throw the whole kitchen sink at the wall, babe.
Perception is reality to many people, what they perceive. And as long as Donald Trump has time to let the juices of his rhetoric permeate into the psyches of mainstream America, right? Mm-hmm. It might be too hard to get out. Is this a gamble she's taken? Can she count on this? Would she wait really to September to come out with that?
Oh, no. She's going to start coming out swinging. She's going to come out swinging starting in February. Because to come out, seriously, on the serious tip. She's
going
to begin
quick.
To creep. No, she's low, laying low right now till this Benghazi stuff goes by. She's laying low, and then around February, probably around Valentine's Day, because that's significant on many different levels, she's going to begin to creep. You remember? Well, how did he sing it? Sing it for me one more time. Creep, creep. Remember when Lisa did creep, creep? Anyway.
No, Bill Clinton's song is the one by TLC, Creep.
Yeah, just keep it on the down low. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love that beat.
That was my song.
Too bad YouTube can't allow us to play some of those songs.
That's okay.
That's why I don't play those songs, you know.
So I creep.
You'll block my video.
Yeah, just keep it on the down low. Anyway, so that's what she's going to do. She's going to creep and keep it on the down low. She's going to show up in February, and trust and believe, the month of March is Women's Month. February is Black History Month. March is Women's Month, okay? Trust and believe, she's going to begin to creep in February so she can really hit it in March. And she's going to come from a woman's perspective, look at who Trump is. So all of this stuff, you have to understand too, this guy, Josh Earnest, is not just merely saying Obama, you know, Obama's not running again, although a lot of people think that he's going to try to have a third term. I don't even see how that can happen. But
well, you know what? If something really, really bad happens, who knows? They'll bend the law for that also.
Bend it, honey. Bend over for the law. Yes. Salad time.
North American Union.
Salad time. Oh, of course,
something
the North
has
American.
To happen. Really
Mexico.
Scary to make everybody beg to have the borders open to allow Canada, the United States, and Mexico to be one country with
That's
one
right.
currency. What's
right.
going to happen?
And compete with who? The EU. Yeah, what is going to happen? Good question. But
That's
don't
right.
get it twisted. Do you think that Josh Earnest is not campaigning for Hillary? Did you hear me just burp? Is not campaigning for Hillary? That statement that Trump just is running and it's unconstitutional because he's not preserving, protecting, or defending the Constitution, that is a campaign for Hillary. That's all there is to it. Don't get it twisted. Trump did something brilliant. He came out and said, yo, let's close the borders to the Muslims, okay? And it is not going to be a one-day news cycle. This is going to be a few days of news cycle. So what did Hillary have to do? She had to call her boy. Obama, make sure that the people in your campaign, you're not campaigning hard enough for me. Get somebody. So here comes Josh Earnest, and he earnestly said.
Strategic move.
Strategic. Trump ain't doing the right thing. Now, he's a white boy. Trump's not like doing the right thing. You know, I mean, like, oh, my God. You know, like he is not
Valley
preserving
girl.
The nation. OK,
you shifting
know what I mean?
Some gears tonight.
Shifting. That's because it's late. You know, I'm like, I'm up. Now, the other morning, it was too early, child. It was, Diva wasn't ready yet.
Well, I know when to get the diva. Trust me. I wouldn't be surprised if we're on tomorrow night also.
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night, child. All I know is...
we can do this every single night. Trust me.
No, we can't, because I'm in New York and you're down in Florida, and I just might be on the no-fly list.
Well, you know what? I'll walk. It's like Alexander O'Neill's song back from 85, What's Missing? You know? I'll swim the ocean in the hurricane. That's right.
Well, then I hope you don't get bitten by a shark.
I'll punch the shark out. Trust me.
Knock him out.
That's right. Yo. You see these big hands? Huh?
Yes.
You see them?
Yes. That's right. I see the super glue on the wedding ring, too. Yes, go ahead, mister. Keep that super glue on the wedding ring.
You see those scars?
I see it. That's all right, Skurve. Skurve ain't scurred.
You got to move swift. You have to utilize the element of surprise. And you have to be willing to finish the job, no matter how violent it has to be. Boom! And you're done.
That's
it. We don't bluff. That's why we carry ourselves meek.
That's right. We're
carry
meek.
Carry on, my dear sister.
We're meek. We're humble. And we may play around on this little show, but I want you guys to pay close attention to this. Close attention. Understand what's happening. The Obama campaign for Hillary Clinton is on. And Josh Earnest did what he had to do. He said Trump was running unconstitutionally because Trump stood up and said, let's not have any more of these Muslims come into our country and blow it up. And Hillary's quiet. Heard a little bit about Benghazi today, but Hillary's quiet. Why? Because Hillary's coming out in February, and then she's coming out big time in March. Mark my words, Brockett's saying it. And hey, next time you want to go down to Jamaica, check it out. You just might be on the no-fly list.